Hello and welcome to days 38 and 39, the final video before Yom Kippur in our journey of 40 seconds for 40 days. I wanted to share a very special idea that can be found in the Mechilta, one of the older Midrashim that we have in our texts and in our traditions. The idea is as follows, that the Jewish people at various points saw an image or some sort of a projection of God in different ways. When they were going up against the Egyptians, we're told that they perceived God as a warrior fighting for them. When they received the Torah, we're told that they perceived and understood God to be an older gentleman, an older man with a long beard who was providing them wisdom and ancient text. The idea seems clear that God, although he and what he is unchanging, our perception of him and how we relate to him changes over time. Who we are today is not who we were 40 days ago. Who we are today is not who we will be 40 days from now. We are constantly changing and constantly evolving, and therefore our relationship with God is constantly evolving as well. And how we perceive and relate to this relationship and connection will consistently change, and God will allow us to have newer and greater appreciations for him and who he is as we grow older and as we move on in life. The goal of Yom Kippur is to be able to continue this journey of building a relationship with God, as we've essentially spoken about every single day over the last 40 days. And the goal ultimately is to try and realize that just as God has been there for us in the past, so too will he be here for us in the present and in the future. And that as we go into Yom Kippur, to go in, although we have to have a certain sense of trepidation, awe, and fear, to ultimately have a sense of confidence and love and joy, that God will hear all of our prayers, that God will listen to all of us, wherever we are in our journey in life, wherever we are in our hearts and souls. So at this point, let me take a moment to wish everyone a Gemar Chasima Tova, that we should all be written, inscribed, and sealed in the Book of Life this year for a year of happiness, health, success, and joy.